Welcome to the Million Vegan Grandmothers podcast. And I am so thrilled to have Erin DeMarinez as my guest today. Erin is the founder, and I hear that I've seen on her LinkedIn that she's a badass vegan foodie and food person. So Erin's a fitness guru. She's amazing. And she's showing everyone that fitness can be a vegan adventure. And her company is called, can you tell us a little bit about your company and just go into the three bar bites and a little bit about the name of your company and how it came about, Erin? eFit Foods.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great.
eFit Foods is my baby. Who is now over 20 years old. I started in my kitchen in 1997, and it was my grandmother's cookie recipe. And I was a personal trainer in Los Angeles, and I was making these cookies for parties and just more of something to give to some of my clients for Christmas gifts. And everybody always loved these cookies. They were easy to make. I knew the recipe by heart because it was my grandmother's. And one of my clients said to me, "I am also your personal training client, and you're feeding me these cookies, and I love them. I want to eat them all the time, but could you make them healthier?" And that was the light bulb. I thought, sure, why not? I have a background in food and nutrition, so I could easily swap some of the unhealthier ingredients or more fattening ingredients to make it more healthy without losing any of the flavor of this great cookie. And it worked. So then this client ended up buying some of them and then telling all of her friends. And the next thing I know, I was making them every single night for 10 years. It was crazy. But what a blessing it was, right? Because it turned into my life's passion and my career over the last 20 something plus years.
Wow, 20 something plus years. I have this imaginary, beautiful manifestation dream of turning some of my power balls into that. I do a lot of raw food and I've been making power balls for a while. So you're very inspiring for that. And it's interesting because we were just talking about whether the grandmothers set up a table for the next vegan summit, the Women's Vegan Summit that's going on in LA. And we were thinking that one of the themes could be for our table is people taking their favorite grandmother recipe and veganizing them and making them healthy. So you did it. You would be able to have your bars there and just delight us all. So three bar, what does the three stand for? Is it the three major macronutrients?
That's one thing it stands for, but it also stands for first, second, third. If you're a person who likes to race, I always think that we should always aim for that, right? You always want to aim for those goals. But it also is, like you said, carbs, protein, and fat. And then also for me personally, I was a triathlete for over 15 years, and that's swimming, biking, and running. So the three legs of that sport really resonated with me because I used my own energy bars to support me through the race, as well as many other athletes did. So it means a couple different things. And I think it also means something to a lot of different people too. And I just love the number three. I'm one of three girls. So.
That's great. I interviewed your mother a month ago, and she's such a delight, and I just see this family tradition of strong women. I see this three generations moving to seven generations, and has it been three generations of women that are changing the world in your family?
Absolutely. So, excuse me, my grandmother's who I got the recipe from, she is my dad's mother, and she was so inspirational in her old age. She joined a gym at 93. She would go to her local grocery store and demand that they bring in creamer made from soy milk or from soy creamer. So she didn't want the dairy because I had educated her on the benefits of having a more plant-based diet. So she was amazing, and she really inspired me when I was very young to get into fitness. I would stay at her house in the summer for a few weeks, and she would wake me up at 5:30 in the morning and get me out there to walk with her, and she would make me walk like 5, 8 miles. She was crazy, but she was She was very empowering, and she lived until almost 100 years old. She was just really a beautiful soul and cooked from her garden, and everything we had was always fresh. So yeah, it was really, really nice to have that generation of somebody inspiring me that was, that's not normal, right? Like think of our, a lot of our grandmothers aren't doing fitness, right? So it was really inspirational.
And then your mother.
And then my mom, who has always been a great cook, and her mother taught her so many great recipes. And actually, we're working together to try to veganize some of the recipes from where her grandma, her mother is from. So it's been on both sides of the family for sure. We all love food and talking about food and how we can veganize things to make them healthier, but still not lose that flavor.
I love
So
that.
keep the tradition, but just make it slightly better and healthier for you and less harm to our planet and less harm to animals and better for us.
I see that we can join together to make a grandmother's healthy vegan recipe food book. I can see that being an amazing, amazing journey. You know, my father was Finnish and the stuff that the Finlanders used to make, and my mother was Métis, French. And so I think that it would be great for us to join together and bring this to the world, because I think everyone really felt the love in their grandmother's food. And food is life, right? Food and water are life. And feeding people is the highest vibrational thing we can do in the world. It's bringing food to the people. So is
Absolutely.
there any organizations that you're able to donate some of your bars to? And is there a community where your bars are shared?
I have donated. There is an organization here in Tampa, Florida that helps actually single men who have children who aren't exactly like maybe great at playing both parental roles. But there's a lot of them here, and I didn't know that. So I had gotten connected through a friend, and so I donated, I think, 5 or 6,000 bars to them to help, just help any way I can. And that was the last time, that was the latest donation that I've done. But yeah, as much as I can.
That's great.
Gotta spread the love.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about vegan fitness. I'd love to hear a little bit about vegan fitness, because you know it's interesting. I was talking to a friend the other day and she said, "You know, I'm 62 and I think I didn't really plan for age and how I would feel." She's struggling quite a bit. And I said, "Well, you know, I made this goal that I was going to be as fit as I could be by my 60th birthday, which is coming up right away." And so I think it's really important for our listeners to know that age is irrelevant when it comes to health and the kind of don't use it, you lose it piece. But it's also with nutrition. And the one thing that I teach, I have a master's in plant-based nutrition, is that the body is a self-healing organism. It loves to heal itself. It loves to return to homeostasis and balance. We just need to give it the right tools, the right hydration, the right energy, the right electron food, the alkalinity and the anti-inflammatory love. So can you share a little bit about that? The moving and the connection between healthy eating and super hydrating energy and fitness.
Absolutely. What a great question. It's so awesome to hear that you have your education in that too, because that's so inspiring, hopefully to others that are your age and around you to share that information. And that's kind of my passion in life too, because I have clients that are in their 70s and they're just getting started. And I think they are very intimidated, because they feel like, oh, I've hit this age and I should be this, like I should be more resting all the time. And because I am older, but they're really missing out. And I think one of my biggest mottos is a body in motion stays in motion. Doesn't mean you have to go out and run a marathon. It doesn't mean you have to go 100% vegan if you're not comfortable with that. But if you can edge in either of those directions where you just start to introduce walking and you just eat more plants and replace some of the inflammatory foods with some of those plants, you're gonna feel better. You're gonna feel that energy. And you're going to definitely start to want to increase that because your body will just tell you. It's like you think you have to convince yourself because it's called workout, right? It's working out, like it's a job. But you forget and you don't realize because you haven't done it yet, or you're not involved in it enough, or you haven't started yet, that it's such a good feeling all the time. Those endorphins, that's a real thing. Like it, to me, it's an addiction, but it's such a healthy addiction. And some of the women that I'm working with that are older are so surprised at how strong they can get, and they never thought they'd be able to do a push-up at 70 years old, or jog, or do a squat, all these things. But because they're incorporating more plants, and because they're incorporating more resistance exercises and walking more and getting outside and just being in nature, all of these things add up to a really big, big change. And if they could just understand it's just that first step that's really hard. Probably just picking up the phone to call me or text me is probably a big step for them. But once they get through my doors and they can see that the connection to our bodies, our minds, our microbiome, all of those things are essential. It's all one. You can't trick this brain to think, oh, I can get healthy if I don't eat these foods and all of these tricks. We forget that this is attached to this. And the gift is to get moving. Start with something small. Walk to your mailbox. Walk down the street. Meet a friend and go for a walk. And then if you are inclined to do a little bit more each day, that should be your little goal for every day. I'm going to walk 5 more minutes. I'm going to try one push-up on my knee. I'm going to find a beginner's fitness video on YouTube that's free. And I'm going to just see if I can introduce some of those things into my routine and just make it consistent. And then I'm going to switch to a non-dairy creamer in my coffee. That might be just where you start. And then maybe you'll try a little vegan cheese instead of the other dairy, right? Because most foods that are not vegan are inflammatory. So we want to take that inflammation out so that we can move more, we feel better. But some people don't know how to make the connection to that. They just think, oh, I'll be on a high protein diet, I'll take all the carbs out, and they're just missing out on the fiber and all the nutrients that plant foods provide us. And when you start to make those changes and feel better, and then you're also in motion, right? You're just connecting all of those things as your whole body, you're treating yourself. And you'd be surprised at how good you feel. So for anybody out there listening, that is my, hopefully your takeaway for them is just start moving. Start with that first step. Try a different food. Include a green salad every day. Just start making these small changes. And then when you start to feel it, you'll just start heading more and more in that direction. And it's never too late to start.
Yeah, I love that. I love the empowerment that you bring, forward. And the one thing I really specialize in with my people, I've been a body worker for many years and registered massage therapist and other things. And I notice that people are quite dehydrated. Very few people are hydrated enough. And so it's also the inner movement. So the inner movement happens through deep hydration. We want to be like a river and not like a stagnant pond. And so always bringing in that liquid and that healthy liquid, not inflammatory liquid like pop, but just really nice pure water, structured water. And vegetables have the exact molecular structure of water. They are structured water. And so eating those raw vegetables and eating that fruit and enjoying that healthy exchange, and the microbiome, as you mentioned, is one of my deepest passions. I did my thesis on the plant-based nutrition and the microbiome, actually, and that beautiful vagus nerve. It's like a tree, it has these deep roots in our belly and comes up, innervates our lungs and then into our brain. And we know that there's way more signaling that happens from the belly to the brain from through the vagus nerve mostly than the other way around. So when we have a healthy gut where most of the serotonin is made and the dopamine, we have the energy to do what we need to do. And the body knows how to take care of itself. So thank you. And the other thing I thought about when you were sharing is, as a body worker, I know a lot of people just we have this freeze way of dealing with stress. We hold our breath almost. And when we move, It's emotion. We're moving energy in motion. We're taking that energy and we're moving it out like a duck that has a confrontation in a pond and they shake it off. When we stop freezing and storing that emotion into our body, that creates this, oh, and then we're looking for things to try to make us feel better, like a piece of cake or whatever. We're trying to shove down that emotion. But what we want to do when you, what you're talking about is release it. We want to go for a power walk. We want to empower ourselves. We want to reach for those couple glasses of water. We want to keep moving. And I love that because we know that the sitting, the getting used to sitting is death knocking at our door. Is that right, Erin?
100%, 100%. I think that is the, I think there even, you can hear it in the news. And if you pay attention to some of the fitness journals and just even just anything online, they're saying that sitting is the new cigarette. Like it's the new carcinogen. It's horrible for our bodies to sit for so long. And as we age, it gets harder and harder. So you really have to be aware, like get your butt moving. Doesn't mean you have to run a marathon, but just move, meet a friend for coffee, take a walk, get outside, be in nature, connect with the earth. Just expose yourself to daylight.
Yes, there's a lot of research that allowing the sun and the sunlight to be in our face, in our eyes, early in the morning allows us to sleep better at night, which is so incredibly important. Tell us what's in your bars. And you're going to be at our next convergence on April 27th and 28th, 2024. And you might be demoing your bars. And that will
Yes.
be such a neat experience for us to be in a food prep class with you. So tell us a little bit about why you chose those ingredients and how they do a body good. Not milk, three
Right,
bars.
exactly. There are, let's see if I can go through the ingredients pretty quickly. So everything is a 100% organic, GMO free. Soy free, dairy free, gluten free, wheat free. I think those are the highlights, which is pretty much everything free. They're not nut free. So for anybody with a nut allergy, they would not be for you, but I am coming out with a one that I think I'm going to do a matcha and a sun nut butter because some people have a nut allergy can have sunflowers or sunflower seeds. So I'm
And
working on that right now.
hemp
Yep. There's
hearts,
hemp. Yep,
right.
there's hemp hearts in my bar. There is peanut butter, dark chocolate. There is adaptogens. If you're familiar with adaptogens, which I'm sure that you
Sure.
are. And for those that aren't as familiar with adaptogens, if you just think of the word adapt, it helps your body adapt to stress. And it's been proven to help with anxiety and sleep and mood and all these things. So I put that in my energy bites too. So I had a bar and now they're moving into bites because I was finding that I wasn't eating the whole bar. I was always eating like three-fourths of the bar. And so were a lot of people that I had were selling the bars too. So now I moved to bites, which allows me to have greater freedom in the recipe and formulation of it. So peanut butter, dark chocolate, hemp hearts, adaptogens like maca, chaga, ashwagandha, turkey tail. These are some of the ingredients that if you're not familiar with adaptogens, you will start to hear them now that I've said them and you'll start to pay attention. Chaga, so many good ingredients. There's organic maple syrup, there is vanilla, and then the other flavor would have coconut and almond butter, and a pea protein, organic pea protein powder, just a smidge. So that gives you a little bit more protein. I think that's all the ingredients. Yeah. Oh,
Oh,
and dates. Organic dates.
love it. Helps hold everything together along with the nut butter. So
Yes.
that's amazing.
Yeah. So they're high protein, but they're high in plant protein. And again, they're filling, but not too filling. They're great for dessert. They're great with coffee or tea. They're just a great way to start your day, or if you're in between meals, it's a great, very full, very balanced kind of snack.
Well, you are so delightful, Erin. And if I was near Florida, I would be coming to you for my fitness coaching because you have that energy that just exudes the zest for life. So thank you for being so alive and sharing how healthy veganism can be and the power of movement. So would you end, since we're on the number three, would you end with three words that you feel are some of the most inspiring words that people need to remember, or they might be sentences, but if they're in words, that's great.
The three words to me is motion, energy, and attitude. If you have those three and you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? Today I am going to smile. Today I'm going to have good energy. Today I'm going to have a positive outlook and just continue on that path. Take the doubt out and just be always moving forward. Just don't look at those things that come up that are maybe seem like such big things. Look at them as speed bumps and just roll right over them. Just stay positive, always have a good outlook, and always have that energy, right? And that energy can come from within. That's why I say a body in motion stays in motion. Get yourself moving.
That's great. That's so wonderful, Erin. And energy can be cultivated. Just if people are feeling like they don't have enough energy, you can cultivate that energy pretty quick. The body changes really quickly. Go have a couple glasses of water, have yourself a little bit of protein, one of Erin's 3-bar bites, or make your own, which you'll learn how to do. Thank you so much, Erin. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
So, Erin, you're going to be at our convergence. Could you give us a little 1-minute segment of what you're going to teach us? Maybe your 3-bar bites?
I would love to. So I think on April 28th, I will be at the Convergence and I will be demonstrating how easy it is to make a plant-based energy bite, which I make and produce. And I'll show you that you can even use some of your own ingredients that you probably already have in your house that you don't maybe know necessarily what to do to make something that's so simple and easy. You don't need, there's no cooking involved. It's just putting the ingredients together. So I'd love to demonstrate that and just show people again, all these ingredients together, how easy they are to put together, but how good they really taste and how good they are for you. That's the important thing. If they don't taste good, why would we eat them, right? I'm not a big believer in like being on some kind of diet where you are eating food and like depriving yourself of stuff you really love. Because if you ate these bites, you would say, this is like eating a dessert, but it's filled with such good ingredients that are so good for your microbiome, just good for your skin, your health, everything. And they're loaded with adaptogens. So they're great for mood, stress, anxiety, all of these things. And again, it's creating that food that is kind of situational for people who are looking to maybe make a transition into a more plant-based life, or people are just looking to have something that's a snack that is really healthy for you and it also tastes good. So I think these are the important things that I would like to demonstrate on April 28th.
Oh, everybody's going to want to be there. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.